We're going to continue on and evaluate fifth house Libra and take notice of the transits to natal. Okay. Transits to the first vibration. I'll take it to about 6 months out. And that gives a nice vantage point of the energies that will be present for this chart. Okay. Here we go. So we'll begin by just looking at the outer planets from October 1st to the end of the year. This provides a nice broad stroke of the energies that are present now, because the inner planets, they normally move quickly and changes will happen more quickly, right? Closer to the sun. But from Jupiter to Pluto, it's normally about 6 months to a year when these energies are impacting and influencing us that we'll look back and see the changes that have occurred. We don't see the changes right away. All right. And then what I'll do is I've ran some reports, created some numbers, and we'll break down some categories that go from today all the way to April 9th, 6 months from now. The aspects. To the left of the categories, here's the natal chart with the today's transits for this individual for where they live on the outer ring. Okay. So today is October 9th. And this individual, they recently had a birthday, right? Their son is probably right around here somewhere, fifth house Libra. But I'm not going to include all the aspect lines, the red, the green, the blue, because it's kind of a mess when I'm talking about and explaining these categories. All right. I'll just use the zoom pen. And here's a little bit more clearer picture of the aspects divided up. I got the soft aspects on the left and then the hard aspects on the right. Let's remember that conjunctions when two planets are close together, they're cooperating, right? They're working together and it produces a nice basic energy for expression. I like to say that the planetary forces are holding hands, they're working together. The sextiles and trines, those are more productive energy, unrestricted energy, harmony, smooth energy, talents are surfaced, skills come easy. Okay. And then on the right, we get the hard aspects, which are squares and oppositions. Oh, wait, let me go back. The quintiles, quincunx, excuse me. I like to include them with soft aspects because we can use our soft aspects to help develop these energies that need our effort, right? They don't come in as easy as the trines and the sextiles. But there's a strong motivation for these energies to grow. And we can use our gifts and talents to help them grow and develop, which grows our consciousness and expands our awareness. All right, so the squares and oppositions on the right side, let's remember that oppositions, they don't want to share. They're 180 degrees. They're playing tug of war, trying to go in opposite directions. All right. But oppositions are good because That's normally when we become triggered or anxious or something within is stirred, and it's an aspect within ourself that we could say sort of a void space or childhood trauma that needs to be, the light needs to be shined onto it. And that way we can see it for what it is, feel it out, play it out, live it out, and integrate it, embody it. And then we become more whole and that much closer to obtaining inner peace and remembering who we are. Squares, they are great because they cause conflict and we have to take action. They provide motivation. They force us to make changes. And we have to take effort and be determined on our part, or they'll just loop back around, right? Natal charts a wheel. These planets are circling around, and whatever opportunities we miss for growth, it just comes right back around, maybe in a Saturn cycle. Or even when a certain planet rotates all the way around from its home natal position and is in opposition. So many scenarios and so many chances that we get while we're incarnated to grow our consciousness. And let's remember, it's better, we do need to develop an ego because that's how we individuate, but we don't want to grow the ego until the day we die. We want to transition to where we grow our consciousness. Okay? We want to grow our consciousness, not grow our ego. That's why humility can be important later in life. But growing the ego early in life is required, in a sense. We have to individuate. All right. Here we are. I made a graph for October 1st to December 31st. This is just a nice visual for the outer planets that are influencing fifth house Libra natal chart. Okay. Now, transits are, of course, affecting all of us, but the data that we see here is just for fifth house Libra. If we look at the first one, Pluto, transit Pluto, trine Sun, we can see that there's a lot of green here. Okay. This is actually a very good energy, unrestricted energy flow, smooth energy, very strong energy, Pluto and Sun. But there's also these little red lines underneath up until middle of October. That just means that Pluto's in retrograde and then it regains its course right here on October 17th or whatever, and then continues on and then peaks. Okay. The trine is degree to degree, matching degrees, with the sun, okay? 120 degrees. So 120 degrees on December 1st. All right. Now, I think it's also important to remember Pluto will bring the compulsive and obsessive qualities, where the sun planet is symbol for how we connect in the current moment. We bring clarity to the current moment, in the now moment, and it also regulates our relationship with time. Does that make sense? All right. It's where we want to shine light in a certain area of our life. And what better place to do it than in the present now moment? So, all these energies, the Pluto transit, trine, sun, natal has very supportive energy all the way up through Christmas into next year or end of December. I'm not going to talk about each one of these because I want to get into the more the second part, which is with the categories. But just remember that going back to Pluto trine sign, because that's probably the most important one on here, because the changes that will occur within the next 6 months to a year, you'll be able to look back and see these changes because Pluto moves very slow. It takes 284 years for Pluto to revolve around the sun in our solar system. So these energies are just progressively, slowly, like a dimmer switch, slowly turning on as your spiritual unfoldment, your physical unfoldment, all of that is coincide with these energies. But there's going to be probably a strong sense within you at this time where you've survived heavy challenges and now you have the space available to be effective on whatever you're focusing on in life. Okay. And all this means is you've worked hard and maybe there's been a lot of difficulties, but the rewards can now begin to flow into your life because of the Pluto trine sun. So just work positively, stay positive, and this will allow you to express yourself a lot easier to others. Okay. You have a lot of self-expression that is almost required in a sense to flow through you because of your second quadrant of your natal chart has so many planets. Now's the time for personal advancement. Okay. So take advantage of these energies flowing through you and evolve and grow your consciousness. Again, I'm not going to get through all of these, but let's look at Neptune. This one, Neptune, sesqui quadrant. That's the little line coming out. Okay. Mars. This type of energy is going to bring pressure for you to express yourself. All right. Because Neptune brings the motivation to seek a vision or a dream. While Mars is all about taking action and to achieve and to create and accomplish, we can see that Neptune is in retrograde for a while, for a few almost few months, a month and a half, but it regains course in December. All of that's fine. Just know that with this energy and even the one underneath it, same, your Mars and Venus are at this time transit. Mars is let's see, I think we'll see in a little bit with your chart, but you also have Neptune sesqui quadrant Venus, more pressure to express yourself, okay, because Venus is going to manage the attraction to beauty, and it's going to regulate the process of attraction. All right. So even through the conflict that may be difficult with this Neptune transit with your Mars and Venus, try to take notice of the in-between. All right. What may appear bad might actually be very good. So keep that in mind. Remember, perspective is everything. Saturn, quincunx, moon. Yeah, let's talk about this one for a minute. We can see Saturn's in retrograde for most of November, and it's gonna be exactly 150 degrees. Retrograde 150 degrees. Now, quincunx, remember, refining the growth process. There's a need for this development. Saturn's going to come in, remove all the unnecessary, all the superficial, allow your intentions to be sharp so you can focus on deeper important things. Whereas your moon is going to reflect the past into the present now moment. Moods, memories, habits, emotions, all of that will resurface and play out one way or another. So Saturn is going to help. And I'm not saying it's going to be easy or hard, but Saturn is going to help identify what the moon brings from the past into the present. The goal is to identify these older aspects and then have an aha moment and realize it instead of sweeping it on the rug or stuffing it back down into the subconscious. We want it to play out, even if it takes a few days, integrate it, embody it, and then that'll be the energy for Saturn Quincunx Moon. All right. Normally, romance is the most popular when it comes to transits and progressions, and so I just started with romance. This is a 6-month chart. Okay. I got the charts will be seen on the next slide. I got the highest point total, which the software runs the algorithm and multiplies all the angles of the aspects and gets the highest point total, which makes it stand out more so that we can pay attention to that area and that date. We can see that there is on October 9th is where we start, and then there's a little bit of a spike here. Okay, that's October 12th right here. We see that transit Mars is conjunction Venus. So this is nice. This is your masculine and feminine working together. All right. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Then October 25th, just want you to get an idea of what you're looking at here. October 25th, we have another spike here. Okay. Venus. We have Venus sextile, transit Venus sextile natal Mars. Transit Sun Venus, conjunction Pluto, transit Neptune, opposition Venus Mars. All right. So we'll talk about the weight of this also. November 18th is right here. Strongest point that you get to look forward to. So when November 18th rolls around, when it comes to love affairs, romance, sexuality, if trying to have a baby, this time of the month is probably something to look forward to. Okay. However, you express your Mars and Venus attraction, just know that the energy is supportive here, okay? And we can talk about transit Neptune opposition of Venus Mars because Neptune will bring the ideas in, right? It brings the motivation, and we seek a vision or a dream with Neptune. And with the v Venus and Mars working together, if this individual is not in a relationship, then now's November 18th a good time to be keep your eyes open because the energy is flowing through your subconscious. It's going to attract the idea of not the same sex partner. I remember seeing that in your chart where you're more attracted to the opposing sex. All right, and then over here we have the last strong point, March 20th. Okay. That's for you to get a forecast of the next 6 months when it comes to romance, but we're not done because now I have two of the 4 points that I want to talk about. October 12th, which is this chart, the inner chart is the natal chart, the birth chart, first vibration. The outer chart is the transits. So Mars conjunct Venus. Here's natal Venus that I accidentally covered up. And then here's transit Mars. They're in conjunction. They're lined up. This is a nice, good connection. It's probably felt as it got 3 days. The energy is aligning very nicely for your inner masculine and inner feminine. Okay, they're not opposing one another. So enjoy this time, especially being a Libra. All right. Over here, we have, let me move this. November 18th, 2025, transit Venus square natal Mars. All right. So here comes some motivation from the square to get things done. Natal Venus is right here. Transit Mars. Oh, wait. I got that backwards. Erase. Natal Mars is over here. Transit Venus is over here. This is creating a square. Okay. Just do this. What does this mean? Well, again, you actually have a square in your birth chart of Mars and Venus. So now it's just times two. Okay. There's going to be a strong attraction for the opposing sex, whatever your relationship status is. Okay. We have Neptune opposition of Venus, Venus Mars. And we also have Venus Mars conjunction of Uranus. So all Uranus is gonna, remember, Uranus is gonna bring in the chaos and shake things up a little bit. So you got your Venus and Mars, your feminine and masculine energy working with Uranus to shake things up a little bit in your life on November 18th, or at least around that window. Okay. Maybe you get invited to a party, go. Or if you're married, you and your husband go on a nice dinner, or wife. Okay. Uranus is going to be spontaneous, impulsive. And then if we remember, let's go back to the previous slide. We can see that up until about we see this bell curve Right. So you got all year of this supporting energy when it comes to romance and love or sexuality. All of it. Okay. Business. Working with colleagues, maybe accomplishing goals within the business, self-employed business will have supporting energies, especially in December. Okay. Now, the chart is truncated a little bit because you can see some of these flat lines right here. There's just no aspects. That's all. Okay. You're just kind of in flow state, moving along. But then we can see on December 8th, which is right here, there's a spike. Okay. This is transit Mars trine your natal moon, transit Sun sextile Jupiter. Very supportive energies coming in for your business energies. I'll just say business energies. And then you're in flow state until next year. But over here, February 5th, February 13th, you have transit Sun trine natal Jupiter. Expansive growth. So February 5th will be a good time for any kind of business growth. February 13th, same thing. Mars energy trine your Jupiter. Expansive growth. Okay. Lot of support here. And let's look at the chart on the next slide. Let's see. Okay. Did I get? Uh-oh. February 5th. Okay, February 5th. We have Sun, transit Sun, trine natal Jupiter. Way down here in your fifth house. All right, this supportive energy is going, it's also in your, so of course your natal Jupiter is in the fifth house of self-expression, but then this ninth house Sun, okay, working with others and higher achievements, all of that will be flowing at this time in your life. On February 5th, or first few weeks of February. All right. And draw a green line because this is for your subconscious. Take a snapshot on February 5th, 2026. All right. Trine. Harmony. Unrestricted energy flow. Your talents will shine forth, okay, through self-expression. All right, let's move on to category of ambition and work. These are the energies where you get things done, right? And how you feel about getting things done. We can see there is a lot of support on December, right around December 6th. Yeah, December 6th. And January 14, you have a square. Okay. There's going to be a lot of motivation for you to get things done at this time. You have trine and a lot going on February 13th. Okay. You got some more things going on here, but I didn't list it. But just know that for February. You'll have a lot of support, a lot of energy, get things done. Let's look at the chart. Okay. So that's sesquiquadrate. I always have a hard time saying that word. I have to look at my notes, but it's 135 degrees. Okay. 135 degrees. And that's, let me use my pen. Okay, you got Mars and Saturn that is going to apply pressure for you to express. Okay, Mars and Saturn transit. Here's Mars. Here is Saturn in your 10th house, 10th house transit. And Saturn and Neptune, they're going to be in the 10th house for a while. Okay. Slow moving planets. Mars, on the other hand, it only takes 2 months for Mars to move through a astrology house. But you also have Mars trine Jupiter. Mars trine Jupiter, your natal Jupiter down here. So what's going on? You have that. And that Sun Pluto opposition of Mars. So that's a midpoint. I'm not going to draw a lot of lines. But what we see here is definitely the energy for you to express. 10th house is how you present yourself to the world. To the world, and also having that sense of responsibility. Okay. That's going to be a busy time for you in February. Okay. Your inner world's already lit up. You were born that way. But now your outer world with the transits. Okay. Let me erase this. Remember, this is your subjective plane, your inner world. This is objective world. People start coming into your life and giving you reflections. Reflections where aspects are shown, and you get to go back within your inner world. All right. Identify these aspects and integrate them. And that's how your consciousness will grow. All right. Nobody's out to get us. If anything, we're all showing each other ourself through the reflective process. So February will be busy, busy, busy. And you have the energies there to support you. All right. Imagination, kind of in cruise mode with imagination energies. This is also creative endeavors, creative expression. That says confusion here, but I don't really consider confusion as, if anything, we can delude ourselves with our imagination or get stuck in some belief patterns that create habits. Here we have, we have December, perfect time for your creative energy to be supportive. I mean, you got a conjunction, and although there's an opposition of transit Uranus and Neptune with your Mercury, that's okay. Because Mercury is just seeking clarity, right? Mercury is your mental connection, and it's making associations. It's looking for relationships and compares and notices and looks for similarities and differences. Your Mercury is in conjunction with natal, transit Mercury is in conjunction with natal Neptune. So we'll look at that on your chart. And then in February, your busy month, right? Gonna be busy in February. You have a transit Mercury square natal Neptune. And also Mercury, transit Mercury square natal Neptune. That's the same. Those are just, it appears that maybe, let's see, transit Mercury square natal Neptune. So there's two different orbs that are created, or that's the minutes. 0 degrees, 5 minutes, 0 degrees, 22 minutes. Let's look at the chart. Okay. Mercury conjunct, we have Mercury conjunct your natal Neptune. Let's talk about that. Mercury, transit Mercury is over here. And then your natal Neptune right here. So this is interesting. Around Christmas, around December 27th, right? That'll be a good time. That's normally the year when there's a lot of gatherings. Okay. So Neptune will bring forth that motivation in the relationship house. So this is interesting. In the relationship house, seventh house. And with you being a Libra, Libra's home house is actually the seventh house, even though yours is fifth house. This is a time to be motivated and to out get yourself out there, make some connections, and just be associated more with others. Make yourself available. Okay? Because Mercury moves quick. And on December 27th, if you're around a lot of individuals, and it could be family, also just pay attention to others. And let's just see what, and then you'll be able to see what unfolds. Okay? All right. It's also a time of the year where there's a lot of distractions and conflict. But with you having this awareness, this expanded awareness, and this higher perspective of your energy, then you can actually contemplate and meditate on these symbols and ask them, channel these energies. Channel the seventh house and channel the Neptune and Mercury and just see what unfolds. Okay. February 24th, 2026, transit Mercury square Neptune. So they're still talking to each other. But now Mercury is, here's your natal Neptune. Where's Mercury? Transit Mercury is over here in your 10th house, your career development quadrant. Neptune's in your relationship house. Now, let's remember that with Neptune in your relationship house, there's aspects within you that will sort of set the standards high. Where you expect certain people to be a certain way, or else you may not want to be affiliated with them at all. For example, I know someone who also has a Neptune in the seventh house, and they're having the hardest time in seeking a romantic relationship because this female She wants the male to be tall. He has to have this, and he has to be that, and he has to do this. And then when she, let's just say this guy meets the prerequisites, comes into her life, then he starts talking, and she starts seeing the little things that maybe bother her in that moment. And then she'll tell herself that this relationship's not going to work, and then she goes the other way. Or there's this long view also that she has. Instead of just go on a date, have fun, enjoy the day, the week together, and then figure out. Whereas before the first date, oh, he's going to move to Europe in 6 months without even knowing that's a fact, just by something that was said. So Neptune in the seventh house will create these ideas that most likely will not be true when it comes to seeking a romantic partner. But this also can happen in business relationships, can happen in family relationships, not just romantic relationships. Neptune is all about visions and dreams and ideas. With this square, let me use red. With this square of Mercury square Neptune, it's going to take some effort and some determination, and the relationship that are within the career development quadrant. Okay. Now, a few days later, we can see that Mercury is actually going to be in conjunction with Neptune, transit Neptune. So that'll soften this load a little bit, but try to view it as a motivating factor for change. Okay. And it's a good time to take action. February 24th, 2026. Emotional sensitivity, empathic reactions. Yeah, there's a little spike here. We'll mention it, but I didn't put much because it's kind of flowing along right here. We have a transit Venus in conjunction with Neptune, so that's kind of nice. If we look at the chart, we can see that transit Neptune, excuse me, transit Venus conjunct natal Neptune, 0 degrees. All right. Good time of the year for expressing yourself on how you feel with others in that relationship house. And you have your transit sun. We all have our transit sun at 20. Well, you have your transit sun in the seventh house, which is also shining light in that area of life, and Mars. A lot going on in late December. All right. So tell yourself it's okay to express how you feel. Take notice of how you feel. And your physical sensitivity, a lot going on here also. December. Now, physical sensitivity, let's talk about that. What exactly is physical sensitivity? Well, we have a masculine and feminine aspect within us, right? And the emotional body is going to make sure that we experience the feelings, the vibe, the frequencies that flow through us, through our emotional body. But what about the physical sensitivity? This is more of paying attention to your body when it's trying to talk to you. Okay. There might be some changes that need to occur, or there might be changes that will occur. And it's good to know why they're occurring. Over here in you'll experience something in December, some sensitivities, December 4th through the 13th. But let's look at March and April, primarily March, March 12th, March 30th. So after the new year, don't be surprised if there's going to be some physical changes that happens, okay? Don't think in bad or good. Think of in progress. Okay? We're progressively growing. We're always growing. These changes may need to occur, or let's just look at the data. The chart is saying that we're just going to use March 12th. You have transit Neptune, opposition of your natal sun. That is a 1 degree, exactly 1 degree, okay, opposition. With oppositions, there's going to be conflict. So just know, maybe rest on March 12th. Just this is these are ideas, because the Neptune in your 10th house is going to present to you from the outside world changes that need to occur on the inside world. All right. Just needs awareness. It's not so much that it's not going to be forced. All right. If anything, it'll be subtle. We also have transit Sun square Neptune. Transit Sun square Neptune. All right. So, more changes. It's going to take some effort and some determination. February and March is going to be busy for you because of the transit placements. They're really going to be bringing into your life opportunities for your growth. All right. All these planets on the objective plane are shining. Shining onto your natal planets. You also have transit Saturn Neptune, opposition of natal Sun. Okay. So, yeah, you've got these two guys. They're working together and they're going to make this opposition even stronger. Saturn's going to attempt to strip away what's not needed, while Neptune is going to provide the motivation. Okay. And your sun, being in the present moment, is going to be looking for clarity. Okay. This will be an excellent time for growth, March 12th, when it comes to your physical being, okay? You can even channel, we're not even talking about this first, second, and third quadrant much, because all these planets and transits are on the right side of the chart. But just know that your personal development quadrant, all right? Get quiet, go within and channel the first house. Okay. Well, actually, it's down here. Let me erase this. All right. Right there. Personal development house. Early next year. Know that you've already grown a physical body, you've grown an emotional body, you've grown a mental body. You love those bodies, and they're there to support you. So when these oppositions are starting to come in and it seems difficult, which it may not, because you're now aware in March 12th, around March 12th, that you're already perfect. Okay. Seriously. Just going to play out these energies and let them flow through you and have awareness of them. Friendship and family. Only listed one, March 4th. Okay. Because if you notice the point system, some of those other categories, they went up to 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. This one only went up to almost barely 3.89. That's your highest point total. So friends and familyship, which is already easy for you based off what I've seen in your natal chart, very likable, and you flow. You're very respectful towards others and how they feel. You try to relate. You try to strike that balance being a Libra. Okay. So friends and family transits seem relatively not a lot going on here. If anything, this will just build upon what you're innately already. That comes easy to you. What's it called? The quad novel, the novel. Yeah, that's right. So they're provide this is providing the energies to initiate. Let's look at this real quick. Venus and Jupiter. See, qu Venus, quadnovel, Jupiter, Venus, transit Venus, and your Jupiter right here. 40 degrees. Jupiter, Moon, transit Jupiter. Transit Jupiter, natal Moon. Okay. This is going to provide the energy, the endurance. Okay. The endurance over here in the transit first house, Jupiter. Now remember, Jupiter's in Cancer up until June. And it's going to be very close to your natal moon for quite some time. So emotions and feelings will be, Jupiter will be there to try to provide that growth and expansion where your self-expression and your emotions from the past can come forth. And if you think of it in a way where Saturn's working with Jupiter, then Saturn will help you release and let go of a lot of emotions that are not needed anymore. But you don't really have Saturn up here. So let's go back to transit Sun, trine, natal Venus. Transit Sun, and then your Venus is over here. What's going on? Well, there's going to be smooth energy for higher understandings. Your Venus is in your sixth house, right? Service to others, your work, your daily life. And this energy will probably provide a good opportunity for you to work with your friends and family. All right. Look for because this is actually in your 10th house. All right, your 10th house, because remember your chart. The chart begins, your 10th house begins right here, your fourth quadrant. You have a large fourth quadrant. In other lifetimes, you've already developed the career energies very well, and they're established in your subconsciousness. So you'll have all these energies working for you to help develop your personal growth and your social development. Because remember, these are your two small quadrants. In a sense, now that I'm seeing this from a different perspective, these planets are not all aligned in these small quadrants right now. So you have a lot of support when it comes to these categories we're talking about and these period times. March 4th, friends and family. Okay. All right, let's keep going. When to take a vacation? All right, you can determine that for yourself, but the energies that are supporting you, November 11th and February 5th. Think we have November 11th, February 5th, right around there. Okay, but relatively low point system, meaning you're still in flow state. This is only 6 months. And if anything, it's probably because what we were just talking about with your quadrant system, you have a lot of energy built up in the career development and the family development. Well, transit career development. Let's leave it at that. Okay, but I did list February 5th. And you have transit Sun trine natal Jupiter down here. So there's that flow, that easy flow energy, the smooth energy, the unrestricted energy flow. That would be a good time to relax and even for the physical sensitivity category we're talking about, look at those dates. And if you can, try to create a balance for your body to rest and enjoy yourself. Because let's not forget, you're in this lifetime for you to be of service to others. Okay? Because majority of your planets are on the right side of the chart. Natal planets, natal chart planets. But you have a small first quadrant. All right. It's almost as if through your family, your personal development will grow and then your chart will become more in balance. And then you'll feel it. You'll feel it as life goes on, being a Libra, since balance is so important. You'll feel the flow state. Okay. Solitude and withdrawal. January 2nd, March 2nd, March 15th. This is March 2nd, March 15th, right around there. April 1st. All right. You got a lot going on when it comes to, you may feel detached. You may desire to not be available for others. You may desire to take some time off from work at these dates and these times, okay? Let's look at the chart. We have, so January 2nd, 4 points in it, and it's just under 5 points, which is right in, if we could, if let's just say there was a 10-point scale, it didn't go over 10 points. So you're right there in the middle at five. Okay. You have your sun, transit sun, square, natal, Saturn. This is your eighth house and your fifth house. So how you relate to others. All right. Sun, your sun, your transit sun is going to be shining light on how you relate to others. Venus square. Where's Venus? Right here. Oh, right next to it. Venus, transit Venus, square, natal Saturn. Same thing. All right, your feminine aspect is going to attract those others. Okay, and how you relate to them. This is an opportunity for you to take action because the motivation is going to be provided at the beginning of the new year, where you work on your social development and relating to others. All right. It's going to take effort. You have to be determined. Saturn opposition your sun. Let's look at this. So you have a transit Saturn on March 2nd. That is exactly 1 degree and 1 minute in opposition. This is your 11th house. Okay. Right? 11th house. So, what does this tell us? Community, right? Right here. This might be a time when you don't really want to be involved in the community. But if you do the opposite and involve yourself in the community, then there'll probably be some conflict. And if you can identify that conflict, if there is any conflict, then that's an opportunity for growth. Okay. Like, I see that. I can, if somebody approaches you and brings the conflict towards you, you make a judgment, tell yourself, I can remember when I would make judgments towards others in that way. And then the energies, because you've identified that aspect within you, the energies will dissolve, right, over the days and weeks. And then the next, let's just say it's Groundhog's Day, and that same occurrence happens again, which I don't think is possible once we've integrated it. But let's just say it did happen. This individual brought you conflict. Your reaction and response from your subconscious would be different. It would be compassion. And when we release compassion, when we project compassion, then the other individual will respond to that compassion and that understanding, even though they won't know, and it will dissolve within them. This is how we heal others, because we have to heal ourselves first. Okay. Oppositions and squares, great opportunities to bring on the conflict, take notice, and then heal self and integrate. But watch out for the Not wanting to be available. Okay. We all need solitude and we all need alone time so that we can quiet our mind and contemplate on the days and our choices and how we felt. But to focus on escapism is not the healthiest choice, right? Because all we're doing is escaping ourselves. Last one, accident proneness. Okay. So on Halloween, watch out on Halloween. Oh, never mind. It's a conjunction. Let's change this to green. Okay. You got Mars conjunct Uranus. They will be working together. In fact, you'll probably have a lot of energy. And you'll have a great Halloween if you go trick-or-treating or spend time with family. You'll be living in the moment, okay? Living in the moment, and Mars is there to help fuel that energy. February 5th, all the way down here. February 5th, we have a square. And then February 15th and February 26th. All right. We got some stuff going on there. Let's look at the chart and then we'll finish this video. All right. Let's look at that conjunction. We're on Halloween. Okay. Mars conjunct Uranus over here. Here's your natal Uranus, and here's Mars. Perfect time for you to be of service to others on that day. Okay, I'll just leave it at that. The rest, you'll know what to do because Uranus is great energy for being dynamic and spontaneous action, and then Mars is all about action. Okay. And Scorpio energy also, or a Scorpio house. So your Uranus is in Scorpio, which means it's exalted. It wants to be big, and it wants to be in the moment. All right. And then finally, we have Mars square natal Uranus, same two planets on February 26th, right there. Okay. So sixth house and your 10th house. Yeah. Your 10th house. Got a little bit of motivation coming from Mars to spur you in the career development house, with the sixth house also being your being of service and to work in your daily life, your daily living. All right. But going back, I kind of overlooked this. Going back to accident proneness. Yeah. With your Mars and Uranus, if anything, just kind of watch out for feeling really good and maybe even childlike, where when we once thought we were invincible and more daring, that energy is going to be there for you on Halloween. Okay. So maybe not climb any trees and think that you can jump out of them. But I will say for February 26, this is a square. Just be careful driving to work. I'm just giving some ideas, okay? I'm not trying to plant seeds for your subconscious to create fears, but this time of the year, just maybe not look at the cell phone as much when you're walking around, or even especially not driving, because Mars in your 10th house, Uranus in your day-to-day living, 6th house, there could be more of a chance that an accident could happen. Okay. 6 points, if we're using a 10-point scale to gauge the intensity. Okay. That's all. So that gives an idea of how your energies will be flowing for the next 6 months. Okay. And if you have any questions about this chart, feel free to reach out to me and just what was it that I was something else. But we'll end the video and that'll be all for today.